This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. Hi, I'm Mark Allen. And during the next 2 hours, the insane Daryl Wayne and I are going to introduce you to some ideas, thoughts, topics regarding health that relates to each and every one of us. During today's show, we're going to be talking about healing for the holidays with author Leah Guy, author of The Fearless Path. We'll be speaking with Christine Horner again, talking about overfat. And we'll wrap up our show today with no turkey for Thanksgiving, but other good things to eat. We'll find out more about that as Late Night Health takes to the air. We go to Jersey City, basically New York City, and we spend some time with Leah Guy. She's a down-to-earth health educator, author, intuitive, transpersonal healer, an inspirational healer. She does energy work, body work, mind, neck, and shoulders, if you were here. She helps people overcome anxiety, sexual abuse, eating disorders, and addiction using the principles in her book, The Fearless Path, A Radical Awakening to Emotional Healing and Inner Peace. Leah, welcome to Late Night Health.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
I'm really curious. I just, during our meeting of 40 seconds ago, before we started the show, I said to you, a lot of people hate the holidays. Do you find that that's true and that they really need to heal to get through it?
Well, I think it's a love-hate situation for a lot of people. And it often comes from, you know, having memories and experiences of childhood, and or a lot of people feel very alone and find this time difficult and almost like a grieving time. And so there's a conflict inside a person of wanting or feeling like they should be having a different experience than what they are having. So it is a difficult time for a lot of people. And, you know, should we heal through it? Yeah, we should heal through every day. You know, it's every day is just a day, and it is the day that we're here and alive, and they're all equally important. But definitely, you know, getting some extra support during the holidays is a good idea.
Taking care of oneself emotionally also helps you physically.
Yeah.
Right? But a lot of people are just confused, and the confusion grows, especially at this time of year.
Yeah, well, you know, we haven't been taught how to deal with our emotions. In fact, most people are taught not to deal with their emotions. You know, if you're too emotional, if you're a male, if you're a weeping female, if you talk too much, if you, you know, express too much, then something's not right. And while, you know, we shouldn't let our emotions run us around, just like we shouldn't let our mind run us around, the truth is that many people are sick because of their emotion, their trapped emotions. You know, just like any other stress that we experience, emotional stress is at the top of the list of what causes our overall stress. You know, we have an emotional response to most everything that happens in our life, whether it's at work or friendships, our relationships, our family, our history, our self-identity. So it's really a critical key component to overall health that's not getting enough attention. And that's, you know, for me, I'm passionate about it, and that's why I wrote the book, The Fearless Path, to try to open the door a little bit wider for this topic.
How did you get involved in the field of mind, body, spirit?
Well, you know, even when I was a child, I was very interested in the spiritual world, and also always emotionally sensitive and intuitive, and also had an interest in physical health. So there was a natural inclination to go there. And then, as we all do, I had a series of, you know, upsetting and traumatic events in my childhood, which, you know, the last one of that series, I was sexually assaulted. I was raped when I was 21.
Oh,
and already having dealt with, you know, the things that a person deals with in their in their youth. And it's different for everyone. For me, you know, I had an aunt that was murdered, my parents divorced, I had an eating disorder, anxiety disorder, so forth, so on. So when the rape happened, I was at a crossroads in my life. I was kind of what I describe in the book is, you know, at my cliff. And I believe everyone comes to the cliff at some point or another in their life. And that for me was it. And I had to decide how I'm going to move forward. And Western medicine wasn't enough for me where I was emotionally and mentally. So I sought help. Actually, I started a school, or I went to a school in California, and you know, it was an intensive program about meditation and mind-body connection and energy medicine and self-development and analysis and personal growth and so forth. And from that point, I started to turn the corner into healing, and I decided that I wanted to help other people.
And so and yeah. Here you are. Do you fall back at any time?
Well, I don't know, fall back. You know, it's hard. It's kind of hard to talk about it all in one sense of our judgmental mind. You know, we're always judging where we are, where we should be, where we were. And if you take that out of the equation, where you are is where you are. And certainly there are many times throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month and year that, sure, I feel afraid. I feel depressed. I feel scared. I feel anxious.
Human.
I feel, yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's all wrapped around different experiences and layers and wisdom and understanding and memories. It is. It's just part of the human condition. And it's a process. And, you know, I say that straight away in my book, is that if anyone's thinking that they're going to get to a finish line and be this, you know, completely different individual than where they were 10 years ago, then they're not willing to do the work. And the work is staying in the process, you know. And part of that work is trying to get out of the judgmental mind.
Which is difficult. Our guest is Leah Guy, author of The Fearless Path, A Radical Awakening to Emotional Healing and Inner Peace. I am just got a thought of Maslow and the self-actualized person.
Mm.
I've not met one yet. Have you? A totally self-actualized person.
I'm not sure that I have, no. And I don't know where that, I don't know where that possibility lies, you know, if it's actually possible before we take our last breath, you know. Maybe it's possible on that last breath, I'm not sure. But I think, you know, I certainly have met many people, in that process.
And is that a goal to achieve, to look for? It
for me or for, do I think?
For anybody. For anybody.
Well, I think that the way I describe it is I think that our goal should be to align ourselves, our human selves, to our soul. And in that process of alignment, that's where we can potentially come to awakening, you know, enlightenment, our highest evolutionary calling or self-actualization, if you want to call it that. So I think the goal should be, am I in alignment, you know, and how can I adjust and shift into a better alignment right now or today? So if we can work towards that, then sure, it's a great goal.
I've talked to, over the years, many intuitive people, many healers, energy healers, traditional allopathic healers. I've not met a transpersonal healer. What does that mean?
Well, it really means that I work with that layer of, I'm sure you have met one, maybe they didn't call themselves that.
Okay.
I work with the space between self and that soul space. So, you know, I do a lot of in my energy work and even intuitively, you know, not working with other lives or other lifetimes or that kind of thing. But there is a dimension of ourselves that a lot of people aren't aware of, and that is that energy dimension that is very real. So I try to work with that in a way that translates into the personal self so that one can understand a deeper sense of who they are and how their environment and their emotions and their interactions and their choices are affecting a bigger part of their life.
A little bit later on in our show, this first hour, Robert Clancy, a regular contributor here on Late Night Health, the author of Soul Ciphers, he... he talks always about love. And I noticed that in the dedication of your book, love is important. Is that the most powerful thing that you think exists in the universe? Love?
I do. I think it's the driving force for most people, whether they recognize it or not. And when they lose that connection, that's when they start to feel panic, disconnection within themselves, dissociation, feeling stuck, feeling afraid, isolated. You know, so many of these negative conditions that many people are suffering with. And it's due in large part because they have been hurt and they are scared to allow love to be present. With love, we know comes pain. And that's the part that we have to be courageous enough to own. You know, that if I love, I will hurt. And it's the same dichotomy of most every positive and negative thing in life. So I do think it's a very courageous thing to keep the heart open, to be willing to accept all facets of what love offers us, and that it is that connection to love that can heal.
And I agree with you. In fact, I'm really loving our conversation with Leah Guy. And we are talking to her about her book, The Fearless Path. All right, we're going to take some time out. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. Join us at LateNightHealth.com and Facebook.com/LateNightHealth Radio. Don't go away. We'll be back.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751. Attention users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Nate Roos for RAD. Music and friends are two of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. Hey, when you know your friends shouldn't get behind the wheel, drive them home, call them a cab, or give them a RAD card. Music lives, and so should you. I don't let my friends drive drunk. Do you?
Brought to you by RAD, OTS, California Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is Late Night Help. I'm Mark Allen. I almost forgot where we were, Daryl.
You mean physically, mentally?
Both. Okay, just, you know.
Just checking.
Just, yeah, thank you.
How many fingers am I holding up?
None.
You're correct.
Okay, good. We are spending some time with Leah Guy, the author of The Fearless Path. And we're talking about really the holidays right now and healing for the holidays and for life in general. Leah, as an intuitive, do you turn this off and on? Or, you know, you meet somebody, you're just meeting me over the, you know, over the radio now, and you go, oh my God, the guy's crazy. And we know the insane Daryl Wayne is, you know, not so cuckoo.
As advertised,
right. How does that work?
I don't think of it as turning off and on. I think once we allow our intuition and, you know, do some work to understand what that is, then we can just roll with it, you know, and that's what allows us to learn and to trust ourselves more, is when we pay attention to it and move in a direction that feels like what is right for us, then that helps us every day. So I say keep it on.
Absolutely. And let's talk about balancing chakras. Chakras are points on the body. We've discussed these in the past. Acupuncture uses chakras. Energy healers use chakras. Can you meet somebody and say, oh my gosh, you're out of balance? You're kind of out of whack?
You can. I mean, there's a lot of things to look for. And like I said, I've done a lot of the physical analysis and, you know, how people carry themselves and where energy might be stuck and that kind of thing. So with a lot of training, sure, you can kind of look at it. But generally, I mean, I do chakra readings when I work with clients. And with that, there's typically, you know, an imbalance. It's not just one targeted area, one chakra that's just closed down or blocked. You know, usually there's a story that your chakras are telling you. And that's what I try to understand and help a person uncover. For example, if their throat chakra is blocked, you know, one might say, oh, well, you're not speaking your truth. And you know, that can be true, but what are you not speaking your truth about? What's going on deeper? You know, is there a sense of shame or low self-worth? And what's that tied to? And we want to really, you know, work towards healing it, not just addressing the chakra itself. So, you know, my work on emotional healing is, it's about the script, you know, the script that we write for our life and what's been written so far and how the chakras can help us understand that. So that's the way I work.
And how does that differ from, you know, therapy, psychology,
psychiatry? Well, I do a lot of counseling. I do a lot of counseling in my sessions. It differs only so much in that, you know, a lot of therapists deal with the mental, you know, aspect of how we're thinking and how this affects us and what we can do to, you know, improve our experience, which is all positive and wonderful, and therapists are helpful in their own right. I think the difference of what I do and a lot of healers, per se, is to really, when I work with a person, I put all elements out in the air, meaning the talk therapy, what a person is thinking, getting into what a person is feeling, getting into what a person is experiencing and how that's affecting their life. And so that we have the emotional aspect, the mental aspect, and the energetic aspect available to us. And when we can shift those together, we have what I've found, you know, to be a greater success rate of achieving some kind of transformation, you know, so that if someone's blocked in their personal life or their creativity, you know, we don't just deal with what they're thinking about or giving them exercises to go get more creative, but what's underneath that, you know, emotionally and energetically, and then we shift all that together and we see really great results.
You also have a product line, Modern Sage, and I know people who burn sage to create opportunities to get rid of negative energy and to bring positive energy in. You actually have a sage spray?
I do, yep. I have about 30 products, I guess, now on our website. And we have a sage spray. All of our liquid products have crystals in them to just enhance the vibration of the products. And the sage spray is nice for like a home office or office at work where you can't burn sage and do the ritual of smudging in a place like that, or especially here in New York, you know, everyone lives on top of each other, so not everyone is a fan of smoke and fire alarms.
I did that once, and my wife was not real pleased with me.
Yeah, it's a love. It's, you know, you either love it or hate it.
I like the taste of it, too.
The taste of it, yeah, it's great. We also have a Palo Santo spray, which does similar kind of things. And, you know, I started the product line to, you know, just provide some helpful tools and products to assist someone on their spiritual journey.
Got it. Leah, thank you for joining us today. If you want information, you can go to LeahGuy.com. Go to LateNightHealth.com. You'll find Leah's picture there and a little story about her and about our interview. And you'll be able to download it or listen to it on LateNightHealth.com. All right, more coming up. In fact, we're going to be talking in just a couple of moments with... who are we going to talk to? Anne. We have an Anne coming up in just a couple of moments. Redefining age. Don't go away. More coming up as Late Night Health continues.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes. Authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on The Latest for the Greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, W-A-Y-N-E.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said, Wayne Insane.
Are you being audited, and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Attention users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. Organizers expect more than 10,000 people to take to the streets in today's 11th annual Home Walk in downtown L.A., which seeks to raise public awareness and money to end homelessness. Long Beach Transit will begin its pilot program today, offering free express bus service between the Long Beach Airport and the Metro Blue Line. The Blue Line 2 airline shuttle will connect the Metro Blue Line Wardlaw Station with the airport's historic terminal every 30 minutes from 5:45 in the morning until 8:15 in the evening daily, beginning today and continuing through January 7th. The Los Angeles Zoo is offering discounted admission next week, Monday through Thursday, to visitors who donate an item to help the homeless. Get a ticket for just $10. KABC SoCal weather. Overnight, mostly clear, low 56. Lots of sunshine, 76 this afternoon. 76 for a high tomorrow, just like that for the next week or so. Right now, it's fair 62 in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne, and we're going to talk about aging. Getting older, but having a good time doing it, with Dr. Ann Kaiser-Stern. She's written a book called Redefining Aging, A Caregiver's Guide to Living Your Best Life. Dr. Stearns, welcome to Late Night Health.
Thank you.
It seems to me that as we age, we all end up taking care of our parents in one way or another. Parents, loved ones,
yes.
Siblings.
About one out of four Americans actually is a caregiver right now. And we have 80 million baby boomers moving through the population. Many of us are like me. My siblings and I, we were in our 60s taking care of our parents when they were in their 80s.
It's hard, huh?
Yes, it is a hard job. And if you don't take care of yourself, if you try to be a John Henry, you're going to get into trouble. You know, John Henry was a steel driving man, a railroad builder, who hammered a steel drill into rock at such a fast pace that he won a race against a steam-powered hammer, and then he fell over dead.
I remember there was a song.
We have to be really careful in at this country, that because we admire hard work and perseverance and sacrifice. We have to be careful that we're not overly complimenting caregivers when they're sacrificing their own health and life to take care of their loved ones.
But a lot of people do that.
Not to get burned out.
Yeah, but a lot of people do that not because they want to.
Because they love their parents.
Because they love, they feel it's their responsibility. Their
but
parents
I think
took,
we, they have to understand, it's kind of like being in the airplane where they say, you know, put the mask on yourself before you put the oxygen on your kid. You have to take care of yourself. Alzheimer's oftentimes is a matter of years of caregiving, and other forms of dementia, say, with multiple strokes. It's just absolutely essential that caregivers take care of themselves, and
avail themselves of the resources in the community. I've got 21 pages in my book, Redefining Aging, that's just resources where people can tap into helpful resources so they don't have to bear the burden alone. They get the help they need.
One of the things that we in this country used to do is, as a parent age, you'd have them move in with you.
Exactly.
But you can't do that as much. You know, if you're 65
years old.
Well,
we're often separated by miles and miles,
That's true.
And we have what we call the sandwich generation of, you still have kids you're taking care of or grandkids, and you're taking care of your parents. So people are pulled in multiple directions. But we need to find ways to share the responsibility with family members, with community organizations. We need to take care of ourselves. In fact, the studies show that if you're taking care of a loved one with Alzheimer's and you're trying to do it on your own, you will take a chance of increasing your own risk of Alzheimer's. One of the risk factors for Alzheimer's is chronic stress, and it prematurely ages us. So biggest bottom line I can say is it's so important to find ways to take care of ourselves. And it doesn't, it's not rocket science, you know, what
it's
helps
common,
us
a
is,
lot of it is common sense.
Yes.
But as we, you know, we can't, I mean, I remember taking care of my mom. I was her primary caregiver. Mm-hmm. I could not have her live with me because, one, I couldn't help her to the bathroom.
Sure.
Or shower her.
Exactly.
I needed to
get that help, and many people need to get a paid helper part of the time, even if it's a few hours a day or several days a week, to give a person a respite. And one of the worst things to do is get a paid helper and then use that time to go shopping or to clean the house. That's not what you need to do. You need to use that time to go to the gym, to go to movies, to play cards with your friends, to get out to religious services, to go for a ride in the country, to do things that restore you, as opposed to using a paid helper, or if your parent goes off to a memory care center for a few hours a day. You need to use that time that restores you.
And to make that time for yourself, for you.
Absolutely.
Right?
I have said
on the show that one of the biggest problems, or one of the biggest fears facing baby boomers, is waking up tomorrow and not knowing who you are.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something about why I've called my book Redefining Aging. We have some false ideas about aging. Many people think, well, if I just live long enough, I'll eventually get Alzheimer's. Well, guess what? Memory problems before age 80 represent disease, not normal aging. And as a matter of fact, at age 90, it's still 50% or less who have dementia. The majority, at least you have an equal chance of living to be 100 and not developing dementia. Might your hearing fail? Might you have some troubles with mobility? Yes, but memory problems are not inevitable. And it's so important to understand how we can age successfully and how we can reduce our own risk of Alzheimer's. And there are many ways.
Give us one example right now. I mean, I know that we've talked to the president of the Alzheimer's Association.
Yes.
A number of times, and he said doing things like, if you're right-handed, brushing your teeth with your left hand.
Well, first of all, you need to know what things double the risk: smoking, diabetes, obesity, and sleep apnea. We need to prevent these or get medical treatment for these problems. Other causes of Alzheimer's are multiple head injuries, high blood pressure, long-term exposure to environmental toxins, or substance abuse, or chronic stress, or inactivity, or untreated severe depression. We also need to not live isolated lives. If I were to tell you the two things you most need to do to keep your brain healthy, it's to stay connected to other people, and it's to stay physically active. We know that if you walk an average of 30 minutes a day or 6 to 9 miles a week, the studies show that you will grow brain matter, not lose it. And the studies look at 68-year-olds and follow them to age 79 and show that the people who walk 30 minutes a day are cut their risk of Alzheimer's in half.
Wow. Not Dr. Stearns. Ann, how many miles do you walk a day?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm 75 years old. I work several times a week with a trainer. I lift weights. I have a dog. I purposely don't have a fence, so I have to walk the dog. And I do walk 6 to 9 miles a week. And I'm in my office right now, and when I finish this radio program, I'm going to meet some colleagues, and we're going walking for about 45 minutes.
And
I bring my tennis shoes to work.
And you just came, and you teach. You're in the Baltimore, Maryland area.
Yes, I'm still a full-time college professor, and I am 75 years old, and I just finished my fourth book. That's the other thing, lifelong learning. It is so important to keep learning. I can't tell you how much I learned in the last 3 years writing this fourth book of mine. It was intoxicating. And whatever it is somebody wants to learn, take those lifelong learning courses that colleges and universities offer for senior citizens. Go learn Spanish. Go take up ballroom dancing. Go
learn the computer.
Gym. Yes, absolutely. So you can send emails and text on your iPhone to your grandchildren. It is so important to keep learning.
Are there myths about growing old?
There are lots of myths. And one of the myths is that we're, like I was saying, well, you don't need to go see your grandmother because she won't remember who you are. Well, you know, you can lose 10 or 20 or 30 billion brain cells when you have Alzheimer's, but you still have 90 or 80 or 70 billion brain cells left. And what happens is we need to know that even a person who may not remember your grandchild's name, that person will still respond to facial expressions, to smiles, to touch, to prayer, to singing, to music, to poetry, to scripture, to sunsets, to rain, to flowers, to moonlight, to drives in the country, to grazing cattle, to gardens and porches. You need to remember that that loved one is still there.
I know that there was a commercial, I think it was for Apple, a number of years ago, where a woman was sitting at a table alone and just spacing. And her granddaughter brought her an iPad and played music of the 40s.
Yes.
You remember that? And,
yes.
And she remembered meeting her husband. I'm getting teary-eyed.
Wonderful.
And, and you know, dancing, you know, with a young soldier, you know, 60 years before.
How wonderful. My parents used to watch Lawrence Welk reruns, and they just loved it. You know, they sang along, and they used to watch it when Lawrence Welk was on decades ago, and then they watched the reruns, and I enjoyed watching it with them. But I would sit outside on the patio with my parents for hours and hours, and they would just enjoy watching squirrels and enjoy being outdoors. Another thing that is so important.
A one and a two-a. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
I was just remembering Lawrence Welk. A one and a two-a.
Yes, exactly. Basically, we need to be like the sun as caregivers. What people need is respect and warmth. We also have to get away from this ageism. It's disrespectful to call people like honey, sweetie, young lady. When somebody calls me young lady at a waiter in a restaurant, I say I'd rather be called Dr. Stearns. When people used to call my mother by her first name, you know, you'd have a 30-year-old doctor calling my mother Margaret.
And I hate that.
Call her Mrs. Kaiser. That woman deserves your respect.
I have to tell you, I tell everybody constantly that when they go to a doctor, especially if he's younger than you, that you should call him by his first name. And they come into the waiting room, they say, hi, Mark, I'm Dr. Smith. And I say, Donald, I'm Mark. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I train doctors. I've taught doctors for years. I've taught cops. I was trained myself in hospitals. It is so important, particularly the more impaired a person is, for you to address them with respect.
Well,
people will often not speak up for that, but it's very important to talk to people respectfully.
I agree with you. And then the doctor should come in and say, "Hi, Mr. Allen."
Exactly, he should.
But I tell people to do it because to call doctors by their first name.
Oh, doctors by the first name. I thought you were saying calling the patients by their first name.
No, no, no. The doctors by the first name, because it puts you on an even playing field. It's
what I like to do when I go to a doctor is I like to say, "Hi, Dr. Smith, I'm Dr. Stern." Dr. Smith, this is my mother, Mrs. Kaiser.
Got it.
Yeah.
Dr. Stearns, we are out of time. Redefining Aging, A Caregiver's Guide to Living Your Best Life. We have an article, and we'll have a picture of Dr. Stearns. And I don't mean to be disrespectful. She doesn't look 75. Not at all.
I'm very happy. You know, the studies show if you ask people over 65, when were their happiest years? A majority of Americans say right now.
Right now. We are out of time, but I appreciate your time and look forward to perhaps talking again in the future.
I hope so.
I look forward to it. Coming up next, Robert Clancy, and we're going to talk about gratitude. Don't go away. Take it away, Daryl.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. Opening your heart is the only way to allow all the light in. Unconditional love does exist, but it takes trust, something not a lot of people are willing to give. But how can you expect it if you don't provide it too? All hearts are refillable, rechargeable, and renewable. So why worry about being burned? By giving, you have everything to gain. Think of how beautiful your life would be if someone loved you without barriers, gave all of their heart to you without conditions, and wrapped their soul around you like it was your last day on earth. Today, you can be that person for someone else.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. As we enter the holiday season, I think it's appropriate that we talk about gratitude with our regular contributor, Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers, an international Amazon best-selling book. Robert, gratitude is so important to me, and I can't wait to hear your quote. So let's talk. Let's listen, and then we will chat.
All right. My inspirational thought on gratitude is, true gratitude is knowing every single day can begin with a sunrise in your heart, but it's up to you to bring that light. And I was flipping through the channels a couple days ago, and I caught this on the OWN network. And it was the disabled couple who did that slipper commercial.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting a makeover at their house, and the show was about them. And he had lost his arm. He had it amputated when he had cancer, but I didn't know his backstory. And I guess he grew up with just his brother and the family, and they were kind of up in a mountain. So his brother was his best friend and basically his only playmate in childhood. And his brother passed away at age 11.
Oh, my.
Then he was diagnosed with cancer and made the choice to amputate his arm because there was an 80% chance if the arm stayed, that it could come back. So he said the choice was easy. So he had his arm amputated. And his wife had been born with a hole in her heart and was told that she'd never be able to do any sports or anything, and she went on to do amazing things. They had this super inspirational story, but the point is, he said this quote about, you know, I have gratitude every day I wake up and my eyes see the light and I start to smile. And, you know, you think of all the adversity that they went through, and here he is grateful for every day that he's here.
Yeah. You know, I wake up every morning and I do a little gratitude ritual. I I say thanks for Daryl, my wife, not necessarily, by the way, in that order, you, all my friends, Swami and the multitude of people who I feel great love and support from, and it makes me feel good. And as we enter the holiday season, I think that's really what this season is all about, being grateful for opening your eyes and seeing the light.
Yeah, we always have a saying at our table, especially, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up, you never know who's not going to be sitting around that table next year. And
right.
Be grateful for the moments that we have. And it's happened to us a few times where my 19-year-old niece passed away. And, you know, she was sitting at the table the year before.
Wow. 19. That's...
Yeah.
That's,
so you think about that. And we lost, you know, my parents both passed within a couple of years of each other. And now it's us. So... we're grateful for every moment that we can sit around that table and share those memories and have gratitude for this whole year and making it through another one, you know, and every day. I look at, you know, light is the easiest thing that defeats the darkness. And that light starts with that smile.
Do you have a large Thanksgiving or is it just immediate family?
Well, it was bigger
It used to be bigger, shrinking.
But, you know, we have a pretty decent-sized family, and it depends. You know, I've got a lot of nieces and nephews. We've got, you know, we all get together. There's family and friends, so we have our extended families, and, you know, we're all connected. So, yeah, we do have a pretty decent gathering, but we'll do a home dinner, and then we'll meet up maybe for dessert or something like that at each other's house.
Got it. That's really good. We're this year we're escaping. My wife and I are because our kids are out of the house. We're going to take a couple of days for ourselves and be happy and carefree and just have a good old time.
You know, that's a great point, because you really should enjoy life and feel that freedom that you have, and just get out there and just be grateful for that too. It's all part of this whole season, and you know, I look forward to the end of the year, the New Year's celebration, and it's kind of like I'm a big advocate of renewal, and I feel like you can always grow in a new direction.
Well, we like growing with you. Robert, thank you for joining us. By the way, you can always go to soulciphers.com or just go to latenighthealth.com. Robert's picture is right there on the front of the website. Thank you, Robert. This wraps up hour one. If you don't get it, visit us at latenighthealth.com. More coming up in just a couple moments. Don't go away.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Are you being audited, and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications